An entrepreneurship symposium is planned for Flint this week with big hopes of refueling the once booming car town. This is Flint native and author David Tarver reading from his 2012 memoir, Proving Ground.
Opportunity for all is a bedrock principle in this country. It is what makes us exceptional. Our nation won't be recognizable much longer if we regress further into camps of rich and poor, educated and illiterate, white and black and brown. We can't do away with the tools that foster social mobility just because the people on the bottom rungs of the social ladder are disproportionately non-white. We must be about enhancing rather than destroying our sense of community, as difficult as that may be.
Tarver is also founder and president of the Urban Entrepreneurship Symposium 2016, heading to his hometown on Tuesday. Tarver says in light of the recent turmoil Flint has been facing, it was imperative to bring a sense of opportunity to a place that is much different than he remembers from his childhood.
We grew up at a time when people had jobs. You know, our parents had jobs, and so as a result, we had great education, great opportunities. And if you were to look at Flint as a business, as a town, our business model was we shipped cars out and money came back in. And today, if you look at what is Flint's business model, you don't have that export of something to the rest of the world and resources coming in. And Flint is the recipient of a lot of government aid and a lot of philanthropy, but it needs more for-profit, private sector business activity in order to make a comeback. And so this symposium is about focusing on that and giving people the tools to develop those kinds of for-profit businesses to address the needs that they see around them.
Tarver says the Flint water crisis has dealt a terrible blow to the community, and it is time for the city to change its story from one of crisis to one of hope and solidarity.
Bringing together entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs and the allies from the community and from government and academic institutions who support them to try to focus on the needs of urban communities and try to highlight the fact that there are great opportunities for entrepreneurs in addressing unmet needs in urban communities.
Tarver says the symposium will be all about asking questions.
I want to see these theories about why things are the way they are. And I put myself in the midst of a situation to see if my hypothesis was correct. It goes back to my science fair days. So when I started a business, it wasn't so much a matter of making a lot of money, even though we were fortunate to do well. It was a matter of saying, you know, now that the civil rights movement is over and it appears that I have these opportunities to do things, can I actually do them? And so it was an exploration. So now with the symposium, I'm curious to see what is really holding back a community like Flint or other urban communities from being successful. Why isn't there more for-profit economic activity? Is it a matter that people in the communities don't have the capability to address the needs they see? Is it an issue that people outside the community don't see it a priority or an opportunity to address the needs in those communities?
Tarver says being an entrepreneur isn't so much about skill as it is about commitment, creativity, and community engagement. For WKAR, I'm Brooke Allen.